Hey, fellow traveler. Welcome to the Third Eye Awakening podcast, a show where we talk all about spiritual and psychic awakening, magic, the shift from 3D to 5D, starseeds, ascension, multiple timelines, multiple dimensions, the universe, the multiverse, the Akashic records, all the good things. I am your host, Amy Blair, and I'm so glad to have you here with me today. Okay, let's do this. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Third Eye Awakening podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. I hope that you stay. I hope that you enjoy. If you are a repeat listener, fucking thank you. I love you. Thank you for being back. Thank you for your support. I just appreciate you more than I can ever say. And today's episode is going to be something different that I've never shared on the podcast before, but it's going to be the first of several. And it is one of the readings, the readings that happen within my Akashic Records training and certification program, not to be confused with Into the Akasha, which is like an introductory program on how to access and read the Akashic Records, period, for yourself, and then, you know, also for others if you feel called to explore the Akasha for others. But my training and certification is, as you would probably assume, it's for people who want to do this as a profession. So they also want to create a business, however large or small, that serves people by bringing forward information through the Akashic Records. And what makes my training and certification program so awesome is that, and I really believe that it's awesome, like I'm just bringing like my top-notch information to this, is that it incorporates a lot of practice sessions. So I didn't want to just give people the information and then be like, ta-da, like go start your business now. I really wanted to practice together, frequently help them hone their skills and their confidence as Akashic readers so that when they start their businesses and start offering readings on their own, they are, you know, they're feeling solid within themselves and the value of what they bring to a session. So this is one of the practice sessions that we had. We just did it yesterday and it was such a great session that I was like, I just feel like this one needs to be shared. So the way that we do these, as you will hear, is that, you know, there's one person who comes and they are our practice person. And that person asks a question. And we all of us who are present on that call that day, we all tune in for like a little period of time. And then we go around and share what we pulled through the Akashic Records. And as you will hear, we each come at it with our, like, from our own angle and through our own flavor. So the different readers in my program specialize in different areas, and you'll hear that, like Kathleen brings through a lot of body information. She's a medical intuitive. She also works with like removing things like implants, stuff like that. Like a person's body and energy field really speaks clearly to her. And then she also brings through information like that's more typical of the Akashic Records insofar as like if there's any past life connections or any connection in this life or, you know, what have you, as well as doing some timeline work. Whereas Christine tends to really pick up on the shadow elements that are coming through, some of the harder, I don't know, I don't want to say harder messages to receive, because she just brings them through with such sincerity and so much heart that they aren't hard messages to hear, but sort of like some of the more challenging themes. Like she's pretty fearless and she'll just go right into the, you know, the root of the issue in the shadow energetics. You know, whereas like Aaron brings through a lot of energetic transmissions from, you know, the wisdom of basically the Akashic field towards your highest timeline and your soul purpose and like the highest evolution of yourself at this time. So we bring through information that really overlaps and coincides, yet we're bringing it through from different angles. It's really, really cool. And so the person gets to receive, the person that we're practicing with, gets to receive like a mini reading and yet quite an in-depth reading from, you know, depends on how many people are on the call. It's usually like 5, 6, 7 of us on the call at the same time. And their, you know, like their cup is full by the end. So I thought that this one was a great one to share because it highlights all of these beautiful readers. And it also highlights Sarah, who is the recipient of this reading. She was our practice subject. And Sarah is kind of like, first of all, Sarah was one of the people in my beta test round of this program. So it was called Deeper Into the Akasha. Some of you might remember it because you may have purchased Into the Akasha on a hell of a deal at my Black Friday sale in 2022. And I created Deeper Into the Akasha, which was an add-on that you could also purchase, which was, I believe it was 3 months, January, February, and March of practice sessions together. And Sarah was one of those people. And she is so powerful. She's so psychically tapped in. She has such beautiful, sparkling energy. And it almost felt like a family reunion in a way, even though she hasn't met some of these readers. It's like, I think you hear me say in it, I was like, she's like, you know, part of our soul group or our soul family. It was such a joy to tune into her. And as you hear, Sarah is desiring to recreate her business, doing like spiritual consultation and using her psychic gifts. And so, like, number one, I want to highlight all of the gifted readers that you hear on this episode. So that's Erin, Kathleen, Michelle, Jacqueline, and Christine. And they are all available to do readings for you. I have completely vetted them. I could say I've trained them, but obviously they came into it, you know, like gifted and willing to learn. Really, all I've done is hold space to practice with them and then offered my reflections and feedback and support and whatever encouragement while they gain their confidence in doing something that they pretty much already could do. So they're super gifted and they're available to book readings with. All of their their links are in the show notes. And I'll talk a little bit about them on the other side in the outro, just so you kind of know, like if you're hearing them and you're like, ooh, I would really love to book a reading with Michelle, I will give you a little bit more of a succinct blurb about like what Michelle does, just to help you feel like, you know, with clarity in your intuition or whatever, in your heart, in your soul, in your body, wherever you feel your soul nudges, you can feel like, yeah, this is something I want to pursue. So I want to highlight all of them as readers that I have clearly vetted and totally love, that I will just shout from the rooftops, like they're so gifted. If you are wanting a reading, absolutely book with them. But I also want to highlight Sarah because she doesn't have her spiritual business up and running yet, but she will have it up and running. And when she does, I will have her on to promote her too, but just keep an eye out for her because when she has her business going, if you feel called to work with her, don't hesitate. She's just an amazing, beautiful soul. So that's the episode that I have for you today, and I'm really excited to share it. But of course, I have to give you a couple of updates as well. So I think on the last podcast episode, I was talking about how Galactic Gateway was going to be this one-time event and it was going to happen. I can't remember what day I did it, to be honest. Was it the 16th? Yes, February 16th. And As I prepared my notes for this program, like it took me days, and like really the week before is when I really hunkered down and got really serious about my notes and my preparations. And I was like, oh my God, I've bitten off way more than I could chew to fit into one event, even like a 4-hour workshop. There's no way. We still took up the whole 4 hours, and all we talked about was starseeds. We didn't talk about the galactic groups because there was just so much information that wanted to come through. So Galactic Gateway is now a 3-part event. It's a mini course, you could call it. I could break it up into a full blown course, like 6 or 8 week course, because it is like thick, y'all. If you want to know, if you're curious about the different galactic groups, like you'd like to learn about the Dracos, the Reptilians, the Mantids, the Avians, the feline beings, the cetacean aquatic beings. If you want to learn about the Zetas and the Greys, like there's so many different groups that have come through that want to be seen and explained and articulated through me. But also, if you're interested in starseeds and you want to understand starseeds more, you want to understand starseed origins and hear descriptions of the worlds and hear descriptions of like the different themes that certain starseed groups have in common. It's like, it's so in depth. Like this is the program / event / I don't know. I'm just going to call it a course because that's what it's becoming. This is the course for you. I don't know if you guys have realized, so I should probably just say it, but the first time I run anything is always going to be the best price. The reason being that, like, so I think Galactic Gateway is still available. I don't think I changed the payment link yet, but it's still available for only $222. And depending on where you're at, some of you might think that sounds like highway robbery, but others might understand what a huge deal that is. But I do want to emphasize, because this was a misunderstanding I had, to be honest. Like if you go back to my very first season of the podcast, I have this episode called How I Found the Akashic Records. And it's where I, like, the first time that I explain like the fallout after Killian died and, you know, whatever, the journey that I was on with discovering the Akashic Records. And I think that was the first place that I ever launched into the Akasha, which is now my signature program to teach you how to read the Akashic Records. And I remember talking about how I honestly felt that the person I learned through, who is Jennifer Longmore, who continues to be one of my mentors, and she's amazing, I felt like her program was price gouging and it was way overpriced. I don't think I said it that blatantly. I probably was more diplomatic about it, because I have a lot of respect for her. I don't think she's being like gross price-wise, but the way, like, I was in poverty consciousness then. So I felt like, oh, like you're just ripping me off. And I ran into the Akasha the very first time for $111. You could get in for $111. No surprise though, I only made $30,000 in my business that year because the prices I was charging were like a pittance. They were so low and I was so concerned about being accessible for everyone because I had that kind of like humanitarian slant to me. But what I didn't understand and honestly didn't learn until a few years into my business is how expensive it is to be a course creator. It is such a monumental effort. You guys cannot, unless you are also a course creator, you have no fucking idea what it actually takes behind the scenes, the hours and hours and hours and hours of preparation, not only for the course material and organizing the course material and organizing the modules and figuring out how I want to articulate this and how I want to explain it with the intention of actually like making it a valuable experience for you, but also making the course graphics and all of the like the images, the banner you know, and I'm not a graphic designer. I do a lot of them my own self. Some of them I've worked with designers, but I either have to pay somebody to do it or I'm putting hours into it, guys, because it doesn't come naturally to me. I'm a paint artist, not a computer artist. So it's like hours of making the graphics, hours of trying to come up with the promotional material. I still feel like I am not strong with marketing because I basically, like, this is going to sound crass, but I blow my load on creating the course or the program itself. I put all of my creative energy into that, and then I have almost no energy left to market the program because I'm just so exhausted by the process of creating it in the first place. So, like, I really was not nearly as like on my marketing game on Instagram this time for Into the Akasha, for example. Like, there would be days, maybe weeks at a time that I wouldn't even post a story panel about it because I was just so, all of my energy was going into preparing for it. So there's that. It's all of my unpaid time, and it's a huge risk on my part. I'm going out on a limb. I don't know how many people are going to enroll. I could have 3 people. I could have 16 people. I think the most I've had in a program might have been the manifestation boot camp, and it might have been something like 30 people at once. But like, there's no guarantees, ain't no promises. I don't even know if I'm going to get paid at all for the amount of work that I'm doing. And then there's the cost of paying May to set up all the reminder emails, to set up all the Zoom links. Because it's, again, it's either my time or it's her. And I pay May well because she does very important work for me and she deserves it. And then there's like all like setting it up through the tech, troubleshooting the tech, providing customer support, answering questions when people have questions, you know, like, oh, I can't access this, or there's a problem with the video replay or whatever. I've lost my password, whatever it happens to be. Then there's the cost of hosting the course on a technology platform so that you can access it and continue to get access to the replays. And I'm really committed to lifetime access because I know sometimes we sign up for shit because it's a good deal, but it's not a good time. Like, you know, if you sign up for something that I'm running on a sale, that doesn't necessarily mean you have the time to participate live right now, but you kind of have the foresight to be like, oh, this is a good deal and I want this information. And so, you know, 6 months from now, I'm actually going to be able to do it. Right. So I believe in lifetime access. It's just how I roll. Plus, you might have noticed, or you may have not, that I'm the kind of person that tends to, like, there are certain programs that I run that I'm like, this is an important program and I have to run it again and I have to run it again and I have to run it again, because every time I run it, I get to perfect it and improve it and optimize it and enhance the experience so that it's even better than it was the first time. Like, the first time I brought through Into the Akasha was super magical. The second time was more powerful. The third time was significantly more powerful. The fourth time blew it out of the water because that's when I started incorporating practice sessions. And this fifth time is really highlighting the practice sessions, really distilling the information. I even made a slide presentation. Pretty impressed with myself because that is hard for me. So every time I run it, it gets better, which is also why I give lifetime access, including all future updates, so that if you were the person that happened to join in round 2, when it was only $222 for the whole course ever, if you have not unsubscribed from my mailing list since then you're automatically given access to all of the updates, all of the future live rounds, and you can come live and receive support. So I'm saying all this because I'm talking about Galactic Gateway, and honestly, what a gigantic behemoth of a channeled transmission this is. And I'm laughing at myself thinking I could fit it all into one event. It's just way too thick for that. So now it's currently spanning 3 different weeks. We have, like, we did Starseeds on the 16th. On March 1st, we're doing the Galactic Groups. And then on March, I think it's March 8th, the next week, we're going to be doing mostly just Q&A, any additional things that come through afterwards that I'm like, oh, I forgot to mention this or I forgot to mention that, plus Q&A, plus like with the first one that we did, that we just did on the 16th, the Starseed module, you could call it, I did group Akashic readings. Like, so I would tune in, like, and people asked me, like, what kind of starseed am I? What kind of starseed is my child? And I did a reading. Like, I just love doing that stuff. And yet probably I think Galactic Gateway is going to get run again, and it's going to be better organized for the future. It's probably going to at some point become a 6-week course, and it's going to cost more because you not only get the new stuff, but you get the old stuff, or like the first round. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a reason that my courses are priced at what they are. And I feel like I need to emphasize that, because I didn't understand that when I was looking at other people's courses, and I thought this was just arbitrary bullshit and they're just like charging, you know, a ton of money. And like, I appreciate that, you know, Into the Akasha this round is currently $1,444 American dollars. I charge American because I pay American prices, okay? And most of my clients, the huge, like 90% of the people I work with are American. I pay American business fees. So it really doesn't make sense for me to charge Canadian when most of my clientele are American. I realize that's a hefty price tag. I always make payment plans to make it as accessible for people as possible. But I know that sometimes you just can't do it, because I've been there. I mean, I'm regularly there. Right now I'm thinking of signing up for a program, and I don't know if I should do it, because it'll be like $500-something a month for 6 months. And I already have a lot of business related fees, like to keep my business operational, not to mention, you know, just life fees, like paying for my housing and my groceries and my gas. And, you know, inflation, I experience it too. So I totally get it. But just understand that I'm not charging these prices just to take you all for a ride. I'm pouring my heart and soul into these programs, committing to running them over and over, committing to giving you the most value I can possibly deliver, not only in the round that you sign up for, but the future rounds. So if you want to join Galactic Gateway at $222, this very possibly will become a course that costs over $1,000 in the future. I don't know. I'm not saying that. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to become, but I can tell by the weight of the channel transmission that this is not something that's one and done and I'm never running it again. I can tell that I need to refine this information, like revisit it, repeat it, clarify it, bring through more. I can just tell that there's still a lot of life to this one. And then I also kind of want to say too, that with Into the Akasha, somebody asked me if I could create a free guide to reading the Akashic Records for beginners. And I'm like, well, that's what Into the Akasha literally is. And I know the price tag may make you think that it's not that, but it is. And I couldn't possibly, I could not do the Akashic Records justice in like a distilled beginner course. I'm not gatekeeping the Akashic Records. I don't own them. Like, there are many people who have Akashic Records courses. There are Akashic Records books. There are free guided YouTube sound journeys and meditations. Like, the Akashic Records belong to all of us, and you have so many different learning avenues available to you, so many different access points. A big part of the reason that I charge what I do is not only because of everything that I explained, and I'm saying this partly in case any of you are thinking about creating a business as a course creator, because there's a lot of targeted ads right now to like quit your 9-to-5 and, you know, like gain time freedom and whatever. And it's kind of misleading. I will never, ever go back to employment. I am out and I'm so fucking happy. I love my business and I am an entrepreneurial spirit and I will probably own multiple businesses. I'm about to take on my second business. If I ever pack this one in, it would be to start another business. It would never be to go back to employment. But the idea that it's just, oh my God, you just get ChatGPT to write your whole course for you and like you just have time freedom. It is a lot. There is a lot that goes into it. A lot. Don't let me scare you away. Like I said, I love it. I would never. I'm so glad I made the decision to do this. So glad. But it's also a ton of work. And so really what I'm gatekeeping is not only, like I'm not only charging because of the literal, actual, literal financial and time costs to me to even create a program and host it and hold it somewhere, host it somewhere, paying repeatedly like continuous subscription fees to host it so that the people who sign up can access it for like have lifetime access. But also what I'm gatekeeping is I'm not gatekeeping the Akashic Records. I'm gatekeeping my expertise at helping you to actually connect with the Akasha. And so we've only had one module. It's still open. You are welcome to join. Like I'm never going to close enrollment into the Akasha. It's just really exciting to do it live. The live energy is amazing. And, you know, as like what I'm trying to say is that as I continue to run it and remodel it, there it is likely that the price will go up to some degree or another. But we just had the one module and the Q&A was just so fucking good. We didn't even do a practice session, but I just answered questions about people's experience in the Akashic Records. Either like, I feel like I'm getting nothing, or I feel like I'm getting this, but it like, I can't tell if I'm just making it up. And that's what I'm really good at. First of all, I'm really good at explaining nuanced spiritual concepts. So I'm really good at describing the Akashic Records and dispelling confusion around it and like what it actually is and what it can be used for and how to use it. And also, very importantly, how to even access it in the first place. And then how to read it, because those are two different things. But I'm also really, 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 really good at seeing your psychic abilities when you can't see them and pointing it out to you and helping you troubleshoot your blocks and helping you figure out like the feedback I continuously get is like, oh my God, I didn't even realize I was doing it. Or, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Like you just clarified such a huge piece that I have. Like, oh my God, it feels like my block is totally gone. That's what I'm really good at. That's what I'm really passionate about. That's what I really love. And that's the part where there's no way that I could make a beginner or free course to the Akashic Records because those already exist. And if you're having success with it, great. And if you're not having success with it, it's because deeper things need to be explained. It's more than a beginner level, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so if somebody created a beginner course to playing the piano, it would be like, sit down, open the cover, put your hands on the keys and start pressing. Like, but if you want to get into like actually playing songs, then you need lessons. You need like, you can't just learn to play it in one sitting. There's got to be practice. There's got to be guidance. There's got to be feedback, you know? Anyway, that's what's been going on with me in my world. Is Into the Akasha is the shit. I'm so excited to be running it. It's just amazing. Galactic Gateway is a giant behemoth of information. If you're into starseeds and galactics and the nature of the universe and like the dimensions, all that stuff, then this is the place to go. And it will never be a better price than this, I promise you. And if you sign up now, you'll get all the future updates. And like, think about everybody who joined round 3 of Into the Akasha for $277. they're still getting all of these updates. They're getting all these future rounds because that's how I roll. So, you know, I'm not trying to convince you to sign up for something that you're not aligned for. Like, don't buy anything from me that doesn't feel like a yes to you at all. I'm not trying to create fake scarcity. What I'm trying to do is explain, like, there is a rhyme and reason behind the decisions that I make and the way that I run things. And it might not be like totally apparent to all of you. So that's why I'm kind of trying to explain it and break it down. You can sign up for Into the Akasha if you have struggled to read the Akashic Records, if you have like learned about it before. I had somebody reach out to me and tell me that they took Ashley Wood's Akashic Records course, which I think was $555. She's pretty popular. She's another Akashic Records podcaster. I don't think she really does the Akashic Records anymore, but she used to. And she had a self-study course. I've never done it. I haven't ever purchased it, so I don't know like what the deal is with it, but I know it's self-guided and it's less expensive, but I have received multiple people who have let me know that they took her course and they're struggling. They feel like they've hit a wall or they feel like it's not working. And what I've concluded is that it's because there needs to be like an element of live support around where you're getting blocked. Because we do experience blocks. Blocks are, they're real, and yet they don't have to stop us. Just because you have a block doesn't mean that you can't read the Akashic Records. It just means that you're coming up against a barricade, and we have to figure out either how to dissolve it or how to move around it. So you can join that. If you're listening to this episode and the reading and you're like, oh shit, I want to be a professional Akashic Records reader, and I want to have the opportunity to practice and learn how to do this myself, then Akashic Holographic Mastery is the name of my training and certification program. I will put the link in the show notes. Currently working on improving or just tweaking, re-editing the like description on the payment link sales page. But I'm going to put it in the show notes anyway, even though it's not perfect right now. If you have any questions about it, absolutely email me. I would love to talk to you about any of my programs, but especially the training and certification. It includes startup business support so that you can, you know, not only become a skilled, confident reader, but you also are guided on how to set up your business so that you don't burn out, you don't like bottleneck yourself, you don't make the mistakes that I did and had to learn the hard way, really just trying to save you time and money, trying to create the course I would have loved to have had when I was, you know, forging my own path. And yeah, there's lots of fun ways to come play in my world. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling about this and let you listen to the Akashic reading. If you want to book a reading with any of these gifted readers who do currently have prices that are more affordable than mine, then you can meet me on the other side of the reading. In the outro, I will give you a little blurb about what each of them is particularly specialized and gifted in. All right, enjoy this group Akashic reading, and I will catch you on the other side.
Great. Oh, thank you so much for having me here. This is like amazing.
Yeah, thanks for letting us practice with you. So what would you like us to tune into on your behalf?
Something that has been, I guess, at the top of my mind is, like, for a little context, like, I used to do spiritual coaching. I had this whole, like, huge health issue going on for a couple of years. And so I've just been doing web design, and I've been wanting to get back to that. And I have been, like, so blocked. Like, to be fair, I've had a lot of deaths in my family recently and like a lot of upheaval in my life. So I've been kind of like procrastinating. It's like the one thing I want to do and I'm not doing it. I keep taking on web design stuff. I feel like there's maybe some kind of like energetic thing or like past life origin, or if there's maybe something that I can like release or something I can like see that I like look at that I'm not seeing. Cause I've been like a little clouded with everything going on. Like I haven't been as clear with my own, you know, going into my records is like never as clear as for other people, obviously. So I'd love to know anything about that.
Okay, cool. And so the way that it's manifesting or the way you're experiencing it, would you say that it's, does it really feel kind of more like practical? Like, I just don't have the time to do it. I want to do it and I feel really ready, but I don't have the time. Or is there a piece that you're aware of that's like, I could be making the time, but there's something else happening. I'm kind of scared. You know, like my husband will always talk about how he doesn't have time to do whatever, but he has the whole evening. Like I put the kids to bed. I'm with them all night. He has that. So is it one or the other?
Yeah, for sure. Like I could make the time and then I just prioritize other things or I keep doing like the familiar, you know, work instead of like, you know, like working on this. So yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Does anybody else have any questions for Sarah before we go in? All right, let's do it. Okay. Anybody feels ready to start sharing, you can go for it.
Hi. So what I got was that there was a little bit of like a trauma that came to the surface that was related to this health issue that you just had that was kind of linked to a past life where it felt like you were very seriously ill and very much like bedridden and in a state of desperation. But the thing that really came through about that particular life or that kind of that state that you were in that lifetime was it just felt like you had no life force to you. It felt like you didn't feel that connection anymore. And you didn't really feel, there was a sense of like a deadness inside that you associated. And I feel like that's a little bit of what was kind of like the scab that was picked by this recent health issue, where it's just kind of brought it up to the surface and it feels like it's replicating that feeling of this lack of life, like life force is just, it keeps being the only expression that kind of keeps coming to me for that. But yeah, that's how it feels to me.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
That actually resonates a lot. Cause I had a huge like parasite illness, basically it, like ruined my thyroid and all these things. So I'm like 90% better, but there's still like that 10% where I think it's kind of like an energetic thing that it's just like still a little.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. It feels a little bit like there's that barrier went back up very strongly in terms of like, it was, you felt threatened. And so it's kind of like a little bit of a cocoon, a little bit of that hermit, like, while you get all the way back, like, yeah, that like reconstitute, like having enough time for that life force to re-inhabit you before you are ready to step out and share it with other people. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. That's really insightful.
I can go. What Kathleen said kind of was the same energetics I was getting, but so were you doing web design and then you got sick and you had to stop doing it? Is that what happened?
I was doing like readings and spiritual coaching and then I got really sick. Yeah. And so while I was sick,
I thought you said something about web design, but
yeah, I've been doing that in the meantime because that's like a lot easier. Okay. And like, yeah.
And you want to get back to your spiritual work. That's
yeah.
Okay. Well, the details weren't in the, I'm glad I cleared that up. But so I've kind of feel like what I could feel was that the string of getting sick, what is your body's almost associating it with the life you were living at that time. And it's knowing like being able to know in your body that there's no connection to the work you were doing and to your body getting sick. It's not like a conscious thinking the two are connected, but an unconscious, like your body's protecting you from whatever you were doing at that time when it came on. That's how it felt to me. And then the other, I saw a scene of you actually, I don't know what the movie's called. It's like someone probably will, but it's like a Roman movie and the guy is walking through the field with his hand going through the wheat. But I saw you like kind of doing that. And then the guidance was that you're really connected to nature and the earth, and that will really help your body. Being in nature will help your body to purge the rest of what's the last 10% or whatever you said you were feeling. And then the last piece I got that I was shown right away was, it feels like you're maybe saying yes to something in your life that's a drain on your energy. And it also felt as if your body already, you already can feel it in your body. That's a no, and you're saying yes anyways. And once you take the step to be able to say no, that'll create a lot more space for aligning back up with your true dharma to happen.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That really feels like, I'm like feeling that also that image you had of the weed. I've had a dream like that, like a week or two ago. That is so wild. That's really specific.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. That's really cool. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll speak. Yes. Strong yes to what was just shared. What came through for me was the newness that's emerging in you. So the block that I saw was really clearly like, okay, so you're clearly feeling the huge energy that's coming up right now, and where you're going and where you already are, but you're not quite there yet, is this newness, which is a new level, a new timeline, a new depth of being. So what you're creating is not looking back to what you had.
Mm.
You're not going back to what you were created. You're stepping into something completely new that will reference that and build on everything you've been doing, but in a whole new way. So it's like you can feel it and you know it's here, but you're not quite grounded in this new being of yourself yet. But it's going to be a new level, a new timeline, a new depth. So everything you've carried forward will be there for you, and also bigger, more expanded. And you'll recreate yourself in that. You are being recreated right now in that. And so also in that, both what was shared, you know, the illness you just had was an opportunity for the reset. And it was sort of this necessary choice you made on a soul level to slow down, to allow this major shift to occur. So you have to recreate yourself.
Mm.
And so this was actually a choice that you made to pause, reset, to be ready for what's right now. Because what's right now, actually, again, it's a powerful, this newness is the word that's coming through strongly. This newness is like a deep transformation. And again, you're feeling it, but it's coming. So just the guidance, obviously, is just be really open and allowing for what's to come. Like right now, it's the phase of like the water cascading down the hill. You don't need the effort to figure it out. It will cascade. And so it's the allowing right now to allow what's new, and that will emerge powerfully. Like what I'm seeing is like a really powerful new you that's magical. Yeah. So that's what.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. That really struck me too, because like, yeah, I think I have been thinking back to like a couple of years ago, like it was 2020. Like, I don't really want to do exactly what I was doing before, or like it feels stagnant or something. So I think I've been like resisting like that, just like totally. I'm just realizing it's like right now, but yeah. Wow. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Michelle or Christine?
Christine, go, because you just go first. Mine's the similar in the same path, but it's like, it's different. So Christine, just go ahead and go.
Okay. I got a little bit of different things, and I'm wondering if it's being filtered through my own current perception, but I did get out of the salt bath. Like, that's why my video was off, because I was getting dressed. Mm-hmm. But that always connects me. So before we actually even went in, I was hearing some things, and I know how clearly you can see things because we practiced before in sessions, and I know how clear your capabilities are and how powerful you are. What I got, I kind of asked about your historic illness, which I'm aware of from the past, the circumstances of your life that have happened, different losses in your family. And then, you know, why you're not, why you kind of backed down with stuff. And what I got was you blocked yourself because you're afraid of your power. So
I might be off base, but I'm going to say it anyway. Perhaps you chose some sort of entity to limit you, like a governor on your engine. And when you were working in the spiritual coaching, I think that's when your illness ramped up. It's because you were stepping more and more into your power. So it was doing its job that you asked it to do, to limit you. Now, I'm just going to say it again. Could be wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. I feel like possibly some shadow work. Have you been inclined to look into the darker aspects of yourself and history and different things like that? Or do you feel kind of like a resistance, like you don't want to look there? Because I feel like it's almost like choosing that would, choosing to see it directly and clearly and face it all would allow your power to come back. You would be releasing the bond that you put on yourself. But that's what I got.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. I can absolutely see that. Yeah. I'm all about shadow work. I have a lot of Scorpio in my charts. I'm like, yeah, but like, I could definitely look into that further for sure. Because I know that in some way too, that was a sense. And like, I was also like moving out of New York City when that happened and everything with the pandemic. And like, I feel like I had like a lot of funky energy I needed to like get out of my system. And yeah, that makes sense.
But I feel like any limitation you have is like something that you put on yourself because you are afraid of your own power because it's a lot. And I guess what I was told for you to review is different relationships you have, different control aspects in your life, like really reevaluate that and see where you have given away your power and then go back to those times and do like the holographic work on your own and like change that and call your power back. And like, don't be afraid when shit gets wild, but that's all.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I will definitely do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Okay. So when I was tapping into this, my usual way, I was getting blocked. And so the only thing that I was seeing, when I get blocked, I see a wall. But so I was seeing a wall, but then I was also seeing that you have an attachment on you. And those were the only two things I could see, and I couldn't get past that. So I took a different route, and I connected with your higher self. And as soon as I got to that space, there is this, how am I going to describe it? The closest thing I could say, it looks like a snake with really big fangs. And it came, and it's like struggling and wiggling, and it's almost like it's trying to die but fight for its life, that whole kind of thing. But it's like big, and you're like way down here, and it's like up here, and it's trying to fight to stay alive and throw its little fit. And so I was trying to figure out where it came from, and it's... I got kind of a combination, like it... And I think based off of what everyone is saying, it makes more sense of what I was getting. It's that it's almost like it came from you, like was just said that you had created this block for you. But when you started working with other people and stuff, it grew and it got more powerful. And so like you would take on other people's energies and it would kind of feed off of that. And then... with that, just knowing like how powerful you are. So it was like hungering you down. It's kind of playing this like back and forth with you. And so when asking if you were ready to remove it, you're not. And that's not saying that you won't ever be. It's just, you just need to know that it's there now. Come to terms with that and then move forward with what was just said of doing, looking into shadow work and things like that.
Wow. Cool. Thank you. That's like really interesting. I definitely feel like I am in some way kind of like battling myself or like it's been like a, I don't know, like I'm like wasting energy, like feeling bad about it and just, getting like more in, like stuck a bit rather than,
It doesn't seem like you have to do some work, but it's like, it looked like it's in its dying phase. So it's not like you're going to have to spend like, you know, some year-long intense process or anything, but there's some work to be done. But I don't think it's going to be anything like, you know, insane to get through.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can I add one thing, just because you guys are so much braver than I am? So I had thought that past illness, that past life illness, the one where I felt like you were totally drained of life force, I felt like that was when you made an agreement to this vampiric attachment. And so I am saying it now, but yeah, it did feel like that what Christine was saying, like that wounded power definitely felt like the place where it was able to get its hooks in, like that was kind of the weak spot. But yeah, that illness piece and kind of that desperation, that like, just you were just, it felt like you were just such a shell of yourself, that it was kind of like a way to just kind of make it go away and just to kind of make that decision in that moment. But share that part.
Well, thank you. This is like really mind-blowing. Just like, oh my gosh, I have to like take so many notes after this. This is really, really helpful. Thank you guys.
Wow. And I want to add one more thing. I think like I was getting blocked at first because I think it was that attachment blocking me. So like if you come across that, because you can do some of this on your own, it was mentioned earlier or started. So if you're getting blocks like that, try to just, you know, try a roundabout way. Like, like my first thing was just connecting with, you know, the record keepers and things like that. And the attachment's blocking me. So I know that I can step outside of that. And I have my own process of getting to someone's higher self alone without, I mean, it's not that I don't call in the record keepers and other things, but it's just, I don't know. You're always attached to the records, but it's a different approach and different, I don't know, frequencies and things like that. So just, you know, be aware of that. If you feel like you're blocked in some way, there's always other ways.
Cool. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I just think that you guys are all so brilliant and you're so good. And the things that you brought through were so good. It was just wonderful to sit there and listen to all of that. And I also am really appreciating like the synergy, because like Sarah is, you know, she's like from our soul group. Like she's, you know, it's lovely to read at this level and in this energy. It's just really nice. So, okay. So I got through a lot of similar things, but through my own lens. I also saw a specific past life. It's like the literal witch wound. There is a past life where you're afraid from what happened in that life. It feels like you were actually a midwife, actually a herbalist, like a wise woman healer. I don't know. I don't think you would even have called yourself wise. Like you were just dispensing healing things and helping to deliver babies, and through whatever, something probably went wrong, somebody's baby died, something like that. And it really looks like you were mobbed by your own community and ultimately burned to death. So that fear is in there, and it is influencing and kind of holding back your, I don't know. It feels like the way that it comes through is this really subtle, low key fear of explaining yourself to the people in your life who don't necessarily get it. So it's not like you think they're going to kill you or something like that, literally, but it's like this fear that you will not be able to explain yourself properly and they won't understand you, and it will change the dynamic in the relationship. Like it'll change the way that they see you if you fully step into this. So that's one thing that I saw in there from the past. From the present life, I was getting really similar stuff to what Kathleen and Jacqueline were bringing through, as well as Aaron too. Is like, I feel a fear that you'll be unable to follow through. If you start your business and like, let's say you start booking clients or the whatever way you set it up, it feels like there's this fear that your energy is going to bottom out on you. And then you're either not going to be able to deliver the best service that you would want to, or that you'll have to cancel. And it feels like it's totally related to, yeah, the health stuff that you've just been through. And just like you said, in response to what somebody shared, you were saying that you feel like you're 90% of the way there, but there's still that 10% that you're not sure about. And it makes it hard to move forward when you're like, I don't know if that is the part that's going to blow up and kind of take me down and tank me all over again, or even just like, because I know you're having a lot of migraines too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like even just the fear that a migraine is going to come, you know, some morning and totally screw up your day and you're going to have to cancel on people or try and power through, it feels like that's a pretty significant barrier. And the fear of overwhelm as well, which kind of goes hand in hand in that, but it's almost like, oh, what if I start and then it really is successful and then like I don't have a plan or a contingency, like what if it's successful and then I just don't feel well or I can't keep going or I decide 3 months in that actually this isn't the right time for me or something like that. And so to all of that, I was really feeling like what's needed is like stability and support. Like it's scary to go it alone. Like there's just, because I'm imagining, well, you've worked as like a VA for other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm imagining when you're starting, as most people do, you're not working with a VA. And so it kind of feels like, well, I don't know, not that you're literally sitting around thinking this. I mean, maybe you are, but I feel it more just on this subtle undercurrent, like running in the background, just this like tangle of, oh, what if I get overwhelmed? What if my health bottoms out? Like there's nobody else to like help me hold it up if I, do you know what I mean? The way like in a traditional partnership, like if you have a sick day, your partner can step in and kind of hold down the fort while you're not feeling mm-hmm. well. But then I also felt, Sarah, I felt like your heart energy is so beautiful. It's just so beautiful and open right now. It's just such a joy to connect. Like I was smiling as soon as I tuned into you because I was like, oh, it just feels so good in here. Your heart energy is so beautiful. I did feel some grief that wants to be released specifically through your throat. It could be, of course, about the death that you shared, but it could also just be about any number of things. And so I got aquamarine as a crystal to work with.
Mm.
And then I got to say, I really, really, really feel like you actually are so ready for this though. It's like fears of the past that are holding you back. But truly when I tune into your energy, like your consciousness field is so clear and sparkling. And it does feel like you have more life force than you. It's almost like coming out of a period of being super broke ass broke for a prolonged period of time, money wise. And then like you can have money in your account, but you still feel like, oh my God, what if it all disappears and I'm back in that place, right? But it's mm-hmm. like, and this is where it was really coinciding with what Aaron was bringing through, where it's like, that was a stripping back period, but it's not something that you have to go through repeatedly over and over. Like it gets to be that it did its job and it has worked and you are emerging now and it really is time for you to step into this new thing. Feel it, like all of your chakras are so clear, so open. I totally feel how psychically tapped in you are. But I would say that you do need to be strategic and intentional about it. And that's part of, like, everybody wants to know the how, but sometimes we actually do need to know the how. And, you know, like, so what I'm saying is it feels like just take some time to open up to receive through your own inspiration or through whatever like traffic on the internet, but just a business structure that you can shift into and start with now that you feel like, oh, okay, like with this structure in place, it's going to be all right. And then the last thing I'll say is when Christine and Michelle were bringing through the shadow work stuff, that wasn't initially what I got, but as soon as Christine started talking about it, I was like, oh yes, it is. It's like, were you an Oracle of Light by any chance?
No, I wasn't in that one.
Okay. I kind of talked about it there, but it's like the fear, it's like a Lemurian Atlantean fear for a lot of us. And also it kind of coincides with the star being wound. It's the fear of your own power and your own magic. And the, like, if you fully step into your power, what kind of influence can you have? What kind of impact can you have? And almost like, I don't know, like, what if I say something to somebody and they make a decision based on what I said and it's not a good decision? Or do you know what I mean? What if they misinterpret? It's just a, from the past, like a deep fear of like, oh, I remember when I was super powerful and had access to a ton of my power and accidentally fucked up. And so I feel like that's kind of the cap, that the agreement that was made with this thing that Christine was picking up on, that's kind of like tamping your energy down and your power down.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, there's something safeguarding you. So you don't have access to that power before you're really, you're feeling ready to have it. And then with what Michelle was bringing through, I was like, oh yeah, that's the astral parasite connected to the physical parasite. And I feel like that's maybe separate from what Christine was seeing, because it does feel like an other thing that has been siphoning off of you, and that there is probably some agreement that gets to be dissolved now around like, like it could be coming through in those like micro leaky ways, like Jacqueline was talking about, where you say yes to something that you just know inside of yourself is not an actual yes, but it's like this weird low-key form of self-betrayal. But that's, they siphon off of those little things, right? It's like a drain where your creative energy is gone now and you're not getting any returns on the investment of your creative energy. So there's like some way that you are unconsciously continuing to sort of like cater to it or agree to it or feed it that is ready to be seen now, so that you can like sweep the rest of it away.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Everything like everyone said was so accurate. Like there wasn't a single thing that felt like an off note. It was just like, yes. Like, and that feeling where it's like, oh yeah, I kind of knew that, and, you know, deep down, and just like, I was so on point. Thank you. This is so insightful. This whole time I was like, physical sensation of water, like a waterfall just pouring on my head. It's like really physical, like just having you guys tune in. So, wow. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. That was like life-changing.
When you release that energy, I feel like it's going to be like a high five moment instead of like a fight to the death moment. Like they're actually on your side. Like you asked that to happen, you know? So it's like, you just have to let that go. Yeah. It's not like something that's fighting. It's like, high five moment though.
I love it. Thank you.
So good. Do you have any like follow-up questions around any of that? Like, is there anything that you heard that you're like, oh, I would love to understand that a little bit more deeply too?
Before that, can I say something really quick that came through? It's about your family members who have recently passed, and like they're now integrating in their spirit self, and they're like ready to give you the high five you're looking for, and like be an intermediary for you in a deeper way to through this. So I'm sure it sounds like you have your own ways of connection and continuity with those beings now. So just reach out for them and to them and with them, because they're there for you in that realm to be of service.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Honestly, that was so crystal clear. I don't even have questions really, because I feel like you guys just color is like shining this bright light on everything. And it's like, so just like crystal clear. Honestly, there's not any questions coming. I feel like that was just so much energy and like beautiful, like, you know, so much to ponder. And like, I just feel like so clear. I don't know. That was like a shower this whole time, just feeling like, so I honestly don't really have any follow-up questions. I was just like, wow, I just want to like run with that. And like, you know, yeah. Thank you guys.
That makes me so happy. I'm like, we did our job.
so thorough. Wow.
Awesome, Sarah.
Okay. What a great reading. Hey, I felt so, sparkly and clean, refreshed myself after that one was done. It was really beautiful. So if you would be interested in booking in with any of the amazing readers that were featured in this episode, I'm just going to give you a little quick blurb about, you know, what each of them kind of specialize in, what their particular flavor is. So Jacqueline is a really good, pure, clear channel for your higher self and bringing through your higher wisdom and like how to navigate your current situation with the greatest amount of clarity. She's really adept at reading like past life situations, past life energetics that are contributing to the current perception of things. But her main, like her magic and her focus is really guiding you to align with your highest self so that you can move forward with the greatest clarity, but also move forward into the most beautiful timeline. Like she's really good at bringing forward healing messages and things like that. Michelle is a channel for the Archangel. She often works with Archangel Michael, who helps her in removing blocks and removing, maybe parasitic entities, dark entities. She really is comfortable going into the dark places with people. If you feel like you have an entity situation going on, Michelle is really good at seeing that and helping to guide you through it and helping to work with the dissolving and removal of it. She also works with the Christ light codes as well as the ascended master field of Toth and Lilith. So it's like bringing through the Christ light frequency, the deep ancient earth keeper, but starseed wisdom of Toth and the archetype of the dark feminine being reintegrated through Lilith. So she's really great at holding space for people that are just, especially women that are going through tough situations in their lives, in particular their relationships. But Michelle is also very like, she's not just here for the girls, you know, like she can really bring through information for no matter who you are. But her main thing is just to support you as you're going through dark stuff, go into the dark spaces with you if that's what's required, and not back down out of fear when dark things come up and need to be seen. Kathleen, as I said at the top of the episode, she is really powerful with medical intuition. So the body speaks to her, the energy field speaks to her. And the Akashic Records kind of support her in offering context for certain like health patterns that are coming up. She does do things like implant removal, and she also does timeline work, helping to adjust people's timeline and heal past timelines and things like that. Christine works with basically like our own shadow realm. She has a lot of familiarity with dark entities, but she's just really here to work with somebody who is ready to alchemize and move through like a situation that they've outgrown. So it can be like a super hard situation, or it can just be kind of a sticky situation. She's just really beautiful at holding space for where we are. She is one of the least judgmental people. I mean, all of these readers are safe places to be, totally non-judgmental. But Christine has this incredibly beautiful and special ability to even hold our dark aspects or the existence of darkness without judgment. And she has like had her own encounters with darkness. So it's not coming from a like love and light and like everything is actually just God kind of place. That's all true. Everything is God. But, you know, it's not from that unintegrated, spiritually bypassy energy. It's really like she's familiar with the darkness. She knows about it. She has experienced it herself in her own life. And yet she always comes back to love, actual real love, not just like kumbaya love. hippie campfire kind of stuff. It's, she can see the situation for what it is. She can see the different elements at play. She can see the archetypal themes that are coming through, and she can really guide us through sticky situations or sort of like places that we have a lot of resistance, to be able to see things for what they are. And in doing so, she helps to lift all players involved to their highest timeline. I would say she does like a version of sort of like shamanism within the hologram, like within the holographic dream projection of our astral plane. She shamanically journeys through that and like is very good at working within the hologram. And then Aaron is, well, okay, Aaron is like very spiritually wise. He has done a lot of his, like, his own work on his own spiritual path. He has a lot of deep integrated wisdom, and he can access the Akashic Records to bring through insights from your past lives, from your ancestors, from spirit guides, clearing out shadow elements, but also bringing through like this really beautiful, high level, energetic guidance, like these energetic transmissions that help to bring your energy up to a higher octave yourself. He also is a medium. So Aaron can bring through messages from deceased, transitioned loved ones, which I think is really cool. So those are my readers. They're really amazing. As I've said, like, I have totally vetted them. We have done so many practice sessions together. I don't even know how many, but it has been, we've been on this journey since July, I believe it was, when we started. And we have been meeting every week. We've had a couple little breaks here and there, like for Christmas. And last week we had a break so I could do Galactic Gateway. But we, like, sometimes we're doing two readings a week to practice. They have had so much practice. I've seen them in action so many times. I highly recommend them. If you are wanting a reading and you cannot afford my services, then please book in with one of them, because you will be so happy. Okay, that's it, my friends. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you have an amazing day or night wherever you are, and I'll catch you on the next one. Oh my God. See, I'm terrible at marketing. Even my own free things, I'm terrible. Okay. I'm really working on getting better at telling you every week that I do these weekly energy reports. I know a bunch of you are signed up for them, but I definitely know that a lot of you aren't signed up for them, and you don't have to. It is a voluntary thing, but it is free. It's not a subscription. Like, I just deliver them via email because it just feels really intimate. Like, I'm so talking to you when I do them. I get the most amazing feedback from my energy report listeners. It warms my heart so much, and it's really a devotion and an offering to you from my heart to yours to just bring this through. I record them. I never batch them. Like, it's literally every week I do these energy reports and I just pour myself into it. So if you love that kind of thing, if you love energy reports and you could use some guidance along your journey, then please sign up for that for free. The link for all of these things, to book Akashic readings with everybody, the link for the various programs, the link for the energy reports is in the bio. And I also just want to say that if you are somebody in my audience who would, like, you're like, but I would love to take one of your programs, Amy, I just truly can't afford it, then, oh my God, please sign up for the energy reports, because a lot of the stuff that goes into the courses spills out into the energy reports. And even if it doesn't, it is, it's really, like, really, really, really good stuff channels through, really good stuff every week. So it's almost like a free membership, to be honest. Probably not sustainable for me, but I'm doing it right now anyway. So you can find the link for that and everything else in the bio. That's truly it. I hope that you have an amazing day or night wherever you are, my friends, and I will catch you on the next episode. Well, that's a wrap. I truly hope that you enjoyed the episode and that you got some good activations, insights, and inspiration from what was shared today. I want to give a shout out to May, who edits all of these podcast episodes. And I want to thank you, beautiful listener, for the valuable currency of your time and attention. You are a powerful creator, and may everything in this podcast serve you in your highest fucking creations. Your listenership means the world to me, truly. I cannot possibly express my appreciation enough for you and your being here with me on this journey. If you enjoyed the episode, please take a moment to rate, review, subscribe, and share. And have a beautiful day or night wherever you are. I will catch you on the next episode.